going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
John Lynch, I will say this. He has an opportunity to do some crazy stuff this week. Him, Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers. This is the latest, by the way, per Schefter and Schrager, now part of ESPN.
Oh, yeah, Schrags.
The Browns and Giants are taking calls on the second and third overall picks in this year's NFL draft. Question I have for you, Joe, and the audience. Would you want the 49ers to A, move up to 2 or 3 in this draft? And B, would you include Kittle in said trade to get the number 2 or 3 overall pick? 888-957-9570. But it's A and B. So, but first so and foremost,
I want to make this very clear. I understand it's the NFL, and I understand where the Niners are at right now, and I also understand that players coming off career years at 31 years old, you know, it's probably unlikely that they'll replicate the season that they just had.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You better be very calculated on any move that you move George Kittle in. You can't just trade him for a day two, day three pick. That doesn't fly with me.
What if it's a package that gets you the number 3 overall pick and, you know, you have to give up a second rounder attached to him?
Well, in that situation, I'm in, right? Okay. Like, it's got to be the right
the right combination. Because if you just say on the surface, like 49ers trade George Kittle for pick 100, I'm just going to just throw, even though, just throw that at you. I think they have pick 100 this year.
Yeah.
101. I'd be like, why even sign Brock Purdy then? What are we doing? Like, are we just to trade everyone then?
Right.
Like George Kittle's one of the few guys that I know, like, is still a great football player on the team. I have no idea if McCaffrey can play football anymore. And I love him, but I don't know. Brandon Ayuk, is he even going to be healthy this year? No clue. Ricky Pearsall, I like the guy, but he's your number one passing target heading into the year.
George Kittle is going to be 32 this year, by the way. He's getting older, Joe. I'm just saying.
Sure, I saw Antonio Gates as an old man be a dominant player. I saw Tony Gonzalez as an older man be a dominant player at
different.
The position.
They're different, wouldn't you say, though, both those
Delonte
players?
Delonte Walker was better from age 29 to 35 than he was 22 to 27.
So you're saying that George Kittle is going to age gracefully? Like, I think Travis Kelce, like Antonio Gates, like all those guys. Again, he is a Hall of Famer.
It's not just the player. It's what he signifies to me,
but on this,
which is a complete waving of the white flag.
All those guys didn't block, though, anymore. Like, George Kittle on this offense, they need him to block, and that wear and tear is a real thing. That concerns me going forward.
Joe,
I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit here, but also there is a reality factor when it comes to George Kittle and aging tight ends that are blocking tight ends. I don't think he's going to age as gracefully as Travis Kelce and those guys.
There's two moments in my life.
I know.
Two moments in my life where the Niners lost the fan base. Two moments. One of them was obviously during the end of the Harbaugh era, moving out of the city, and the variety of things that happened during that time, which was extremely unique. Okay? You completely lost the fan base. You went from Harbaugh, Kaepernick, and Patrick Willis, and Frank Gore, and all our favorite players, and then you pivoted to Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, and no one that we liked. And you lost us. And you moved out of this. There's a lot of stuff. The other time was when you moved off of Garcia, Hurst, and T.O. in one offseason. You got to give me somebody I like and I know can play. You can't move off all of them all at once. I'm a season ticket holder. What would be the point of me wanting to go to games if you're just going to have, like, and I like these guys, like Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall? Like, who are you scaring? You're telling me on the front end, yeah, we're not making the playoffs this year. Like, that's what, whether you do or don't make the playoffs, you're signaling to me that you're not trying to compete, because George Kittle is one of the, what, five best players in the division?
Yes, I would say that, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? You don't get rid of those guys. All right? And whoever you drafted and whatever cap relief that you had, I don't want to hear about it. You just paid $20 million to Hargrave to go away. Hargrave means nothing to me. Means nothing to me. What's the point of paying Brock Purdy $50 million if he's going to be throwing to Luke Farrell?
What?
Like, what?
Well,
what?
Real quick, what if I sold you on potentially, again, we're just having the discussion. We're not saying the 49ers are doing this. Adam Schefter, Peter Schrager, ESPN reporting that the Browns and Giants are taking calls on the number 2 and number 3 overall picks, respectively. And would you want the 49ers to move up in that draft? And could Kittle potentially be a part of that? Who is all reports saying, and actually I'm going to let Michael Silver, who talked about this via The Athletic on the OTAs, because he's under the impression that George Kittle will not be showing up today because he is in trade talks with the 49ers and he's playing a little bit of hardball. Here's Mike Silver talking about it with Diana Rossini of The Athletic on the 49ers, which of the 49ers will report today to OTAs?
Who's going to report on Tuesday? So you've got Brock Purdy, George Kittle, and Fred Warner, cornerstone veterans. Fred Warner, they're kind of waiting their turn behind Purdy and Kittle. Not a lot going on talk-wise, but Fred Warner has always come into OTAs in the past. I expect him to show up. George Kittle, there have been some back and forth. Not really anywhere close to alignment there. I think it's very likely that George Kittle will not show up. And then we have Brock Purdy. They all agree they want to keep him, they want to make him their guy, and they want to pay him what they believe is market value. How close are they in Purdy's view, and what is the point where he shows up? If Brock Purdy does show up Tuesday, I believe that means he thinks we are really, really close, so I'm just going to come in and we'll get this done pretty soon in my mind.
So if Brock Purdy shows up today, it's good news that they could be getting a deal done quickly and sooner rather than later, but the expectation is George Kittle will not be participating in voluntary OTAs today. Joe.
Kittle means more than just the production on the field to this team. And right now, you can't lose Debo and Kittle in the same offseason. Spiritually,
I'm talking about spiritually, for the emotional connectivity of the fan base.
If you're talking about faces of Bay Area sports right now, how many players do you get to before you get to Kittle? Maybe, is it just Steph? Like, I'm serious.
Here. Like, active
like,
players.
Like, active players. Like, no, yes, yes. Active
I
players.
I would say it's Steph and then Draymond Kittle. Like, some okay. order, some order.
Okay.
Warner's pretty close, you know?
But I'll be honest. I see all the Zenny ads. I see him on all the commercials.
We love him.
His Q rating, again, I keep using that word, but again, in the Bay Area and nationally, it's up there. He's the WWE guy. He's all in the Little Caesars commercials. He's everywhere. I
mean, it would signify you're being cheap, whether that's real or not.
Wow.
That's what it would signify to me.
Wow.
You don't want to give him upfront cash. That's the way I would view it because of you bring up the soccer team. Like, why are you selling 10% of your team? The NFL is making money hand over fist. Do you not have the revenue?
Well, everyone's doing that. Have you noticed that, though? You've seen it with the Dolphins. You've seen it with the Raiders. You've seen a lot of with these teams, the Niners. They're doing that because they do want that extra influx of cash to be in there. And I get
because you're investing in other things that aren't NFL related.
Sure, but also they're diversifying. I don't know. I'm not a financial expert. I'm talking about the Raiders.
Yeah, but as a Niner fan, I don't care about your soccer team.
Okay.
Right? I just don't care about your soccer team at all. Okay. And so when you tell me, hey, Joe, they got into the Premier League, I'm like, oh, great. Are you going to spend money that you would have spent on? That's the way I view it as a fan. Money that you would have spent on your NFL team, and you're going to spend it on some, like, fullback in soccer? Like, miss me with that. I don't care about that. Like, am I wrong?
Maybe a goalie.
I agree.
Yeah. You agree? Like, I do not care about some team in Europe. I care about my Niners.
Okay.
They who have been knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. And now you're telling me, hey, guys, trust us. It's going to be a 2 or 3 year rebuild. All right, well, then knock my season tickets down a few. Make jerseys a little less expensive.
I'm just saying he is going to be 32 on October 9th this season, George Kittle. If you're banking on his game aging gracefully, that's fine if you want to break him off fat contract going forward because you're paying not only for him as a player a little bit, but also what he means to the team and the franchise, okay. But if he starts stinking it up and you see the production dip exponentially, are you going to change your tune a little bit on that a year from now? Like, I'm just saying.
I would rather overpay for a guy I love to be around who's a lifer than to pay Luke Farrell $22 million in guaranteed money. I mean,
well...
But you're asking me, like, we talk about these contracts and we're like, you know, I mean, giving him $22 million at 32 years old. Well, yeah, he's arguably the franchise greatest tight end of all time. Okay. When we're talking about a stellar group of guys that have played tight end over the 75, 85 years that the Niners have been a team. Like, yeah, like it matters to keep this guy around. And I would much rather overpay for someone like George Kittle, homegrown, who's been through the trenches. You know, like he means to this era, whatever Joe Staley and Patrick Willis meant to the era prior.
I agree with you on that. What is concerning for me, though, is obviously the age. And he's been relatively healthy through most of his Niners tenure. He hasn't had any major injuries that I'm aware of ligament-wise. But it's a cautionary tale what we saw with Brandon Ayuk last year and all of it. And I think what you're getting at here is Brandon Ayuk and his relationship with the fan base isn't nearly as what it was with George Kittle. So overpaying for him in a bloated wide receiver market last year and the way it went down, it bled into it. Now, we were talking about drama all offseason last year. And what we wanted this offseason, Joe, was zero drama. 0.0% is what we wanted of drama. Does this have the potential to start becoming dramatic if they are that far apart, according to reports?
Joe,
Pro Football Talk with the 49ers and George Kittle. And you were talking about Ayuk last year. It's like, maybe just trade him. Is it going to get to the point for you at all when you say just trade George Kittle and it's not worth it?
No. Like, for right now, I want to keep him on the team.
I know. Right? I know. But I'm just saying, this is how the drama starts, though.
But if you this is where I stand. Like, I really like Purdy. I think Purdy's earned a huge contract extension. I think he's earned a big pay increase. Absolutely. Like, do I think he's a top 10 quarterback? No, I think he's just on the fringe of that. I think he's like 11 through 15, okay. Right? But I'll be 100% frank with this. If you trade away George Kittle, then why are we even going to pay $150 million for Brock Purdy? Like, what is the point? No, I'm dead serious. If the point is to save a few bucks, well, then just, okay. Trade Purdy away right now before he gets the extension and go get
Mac Jones to be the quarterback. If you want to like save some money and reset this thing and go completely young or whatever, like, no, you keep the most coveted target for your number one quarterback. You don't trade that guy away. Well, even in the Tyreek, Patrick Mahomes, Kelsey equation, who do they keep? They kept the safety blanket. They kept Kelsey together. All right. Even though they got rid of Wes Welker, who did they keep in New England? They kept Gronk. Yeah. Okay, you keep the tight end. It's not the cost of what a wide receiver is. He can help you as a blocker, which obviously is, you know, I think he blocks too much, but he can help you. And the fans love him. And it's what he represents as a tone setter for the organization. And what message would that send that locker room if you don't pay that guy?
Well, I'll say this. You did pay everyone last year, and that was the message that you were sending to everyone. And what happened? It blew up in their face.
Yeah, but those guys held out and weren't.
They rewarded Christian McCaffrey. They rewarded him.
George Kittle has been a part of everything. Yes, and has been a gladiator for this team.
He's also turning 32 years old.
No, I understand that.
And if I have
that.
The opportunity to draft Tyler Warren potentially and I could trade George Kittle, I think about it. I think about it.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're doing it. I think about it. Is the conversation I think John Lynch Kyle
here's what I would say to you
right now.
If they don't
want the headache of dealing with another holdout. They don't want the headache anymore. They might not want it.
Then why are we paying mediocre blocking tight ends?
Because I'm drafting Tyler Warren, who's potentially going to be the next best tight end since Brock Bowers last year. I don't know.
Look, dude, when you take your kid to the game, you want to be able to be like, hey, look, it's George Kittle. Look at him. Look at him in the pregame. Like, there is an element of, like, okay. You've got to have some guys that we root for.
And why are
you can't lose Greenlaw and Debo all in the same offseason and then add Kittle to that. You just can't.
And why are we talking about this right now? Per Adam Schefter, Peter Schrager, ESPN, Browns and Giants taking calls the number 2 and 3 overall picks, respectively. And who would the Niners even take if they traded up that high? I know you're very high on Abdul Carter. Potentially Travis Hunter. Joe, would that name do anything for you right now? If I were to tell you that maybe a trade package involving George Kittle netted you a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter, would that do anything for you?
I mean, it would ease the pain. You know, I just don't think Kittle, like, if you look at what these veteran players...
I know they're defensive players. I know it's different.
No, but I'm saying if you look at what a veteran is getting traded for right now, like, they're getting traded for late day two, like early day three picks. And so to me, it's much more imperative to just keep the guy.
Okay.
Like, he's a good player. Just keep the guy. Just pay him a little money. Just keep the guy.
Fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can call or text the Boxer.
I'm so out on trading him.
Work injury attorney's text line. I don't think they will. Real quick, I would be mildly actually more just very surprised if they end up trading him. But anything could happen in draft week. That's what we're talking about.
No doubt.
Niners have the number 11 overall pick. What will they do there? We will have all that reaction on Friday when it does happen, because Thursday, it's all going to be a reaction of what's happening tomorrow, which is Rockets Warriors. And that's what I really want to dive into.
But here's the bigger element of why like this whole, like, hey, we're going to trade George and then you just trust us on the draft. Really? That's what you...
Did they have a good draft last year, though? Did they have a good draft last year?
And they had a solid draft.
What if they do that again? That's two solid drafts in a row.
Kittle is one of the best picks in franchise history.
Okay. So is Fred Warner.
Listen.
Bosa.
Kittle is one of their best picks as a regime.
Yep.
Right?
I would agree.
Okay, so trading him for a, let's just say, third, fourth, fifth round pick, and then saying, trust us on this one as they roll the dice. Like, no, I'm out on that.
But in that analogy, they're the ones that made the pick. So don't they get credit for making the selection? They can do it again, potentially?
Okay, but just because you...
I'm not saying Hall of Famers grow on trees, but you got to give them a little faith because they did find George Kittle. They did find D'Amador Lenore.
Yeah, but
They've
had massive whiffs.
Yes, they have, because every
team... Their last big trade-up?
Every team has massive whiffs.
I know, but their last big trade-up was Trey Lance.
Fred Warner. Like, they made all these picks.
I understand that.
Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. If you want to give them credit that
or
not.
Are they a good drafting organization?
I actually think they have been underrated as a drafting organization.
Right. I think a lot of very good players on their first three or four rounds have been very suspect.
Okay.
Suspect at best. They basically have two guys in the first round that they've re-signed in the 8 years that they've been here. That's not a good track record.
That's in the first round. No, that is not good.
One
of those players was a DPOY. So you know what? That counts for at least a couple years of maybe potential whiffs there. I hear you. I hear you on that. I think they've done a real.
But if you just ask the
team top to bottom in that division, how many of those homegrown drafted players are you taking over on the Seahawks or the Rams or the Cardinals? You're taking almost all of them.
No, but let's step back from the Niners. If I'm the Rams and I'm a Rams fan and I sit here and I go, hey, the Niners just traded away George Kittle and they paid Brock Purdy $52 million a year. They'd be like, ha, they're done. Like, that's, I'm just telling you what the view is.
They can worry. The Rams, let them worry about themselves. They nearly lost to this 49ers team towards the end of the year last year.
No, but that's how Niner fans felt when they saw Dak Prescott get paid and Tua Tagovailoa get paid. And they started seeing good players on those teams not be afforded because you paid that quarterback. Again, trading, you want to get rid of Debo, it's probably the right time. I'm okay with it. I love Debo, but he was done here. It's probably the right time. I'm not ready to say goodbye to George Kittle yet. I'm just not.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.